Buy local. Visit www.huntingtonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
On the value. Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plentywithani.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Search and rescue operations are set to resume in eastern Indonesia at first light. An airplane with 54 people on board crashed Sunday. Officials say the plane was carrying nearly $500,000 in government cash to help poor families offset a spike in fuel prices. The National Safety Council says a growing economy and falling gas prices are contributing to a record number of miles driven by Americans and more traffic deaths. The first 6 months of the year saw a 14% increase to nearly 19,000 people. But National Safety Council President Deborah Herzman says there are other factors, too.
People are doing everything that they would do at home or at their desk, at the office, behind the wheel, and that is not the place to do it. We're seeing an increase in people manipulating devices behind the wheel, and that just results in more fatalities.
If the trend continues, traffic deaths could exceed 40,000 for the first time in several years. If the trend continues, traffic deaths could exceed 40,000 for the first time in 8 years. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Last week's tragic warehouse explosions in China killed at least 114 people. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports that the damage done is only beginning to become clear.
Tianjin, China is right at the heart of everything, says one consultant who's lived and worked there. It is the center of one of China's new free trade zones. Companies affected by the warehouse explosions included Toyota, Volkswagen, Panasonic, and reportedly Deere & Company, the farm equipment manufacturer, among others. Many of the dead are firefighters, and that is raising questions about whether crews had the training and the equipment they needed to fight a fire at a warehouse that stored a volatile mix of chemicals, including compounds that become combustible on contact with water. I'm Rita Foley.
Firefighters continue to battle dozens of wildfires in several western states. Yesterday's calmer weather helped them get the upper hand on some of the blazes. Fire crews in Washington state have been able to keep flames from reaching Chelan, a popular resort town. In California, a 4-square-mile wildfire that destroyed several cabins in a forest near Los Angeles has now been reduced to 2.5 square miles. And firefighters have been able to stop new fires from starting in western Montana. The White House is launching a new $5 million initiative to combat heroin use and trafficking of the drug, especially along the East Coast. The announcement comes amid a spike in heroin use and deaths in the U.S. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
And we're live here at Hot in Hunterdon. I'm Georgine Trinklin. I have a guest with me today, which we're going to get to in just 1 second. But first, I know everyone probably wants to know what the weather is, so we're going to get to that. We're going to do a quick commercial, and then we'll be back with our surprise guest.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hidean Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hidean Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the 4 key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hidean Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
to get us started here at the Hot and Hunterdon broadcast today on August 17th. We're going to be talking about that and so much more. But first, I know everyone wants to know the weather for today. So it's August, so it is exactly like you would expect. It is hot, and we're here at Hot and Hunterdon, so I like when that happens. And we're looking at some weather today that is mostly sunny with a high of 94. Tonight we have some partly cloudy weather with a low of 66. There's no rain in sight, really. Tuesday we have a high of 92, chance of some isolated thunderstorms Tuesday evening, and then some scattered thunderstorms on Wednesday with a high of 88. So we're looking at 94 for the high today, which is Monday, August 17th. We're looking at a high of 92, which is tomorrow, August 18th, and Wednesday, a high of 88. So I'd say you might want to get the sprinkler system going and get your lawn ready so it's nice and green, but it's August and it's exactly as we would expect. So right now you're listening to a little bit of a band, the Demolition Brass Band. Shane Zwiebel's one of the members, and he's a guest in the studio, so I'm going to make his mic live now. So Shane, welcome to Hot and Hunterdon.
Why, thank you. It's good to be here.
I think you had an official greeting from college you want to share with everyone?
Rocking you live from Flemington, New Jersey, it's the Z-Band.
So, as you can see, Shane is a little on the shy side, and doesn't say much, but we're happy to have him in the studio today. We're been having a good time here today. So we are trying something new here at Hot and Hunterdon. It's our first really music debut here, so we were able to figure that out. I'm always happy when I have a radio milestone over here. And we're actually talking about more than just your music career. We're going to talk a little bit today about the work that you do and what it's like to be in a family-owned business. So I'm going to ask you just to introduce yourselves to our listeners and talk about your company.
Hi, everybody. My name is Shane Zwiebel. I'm currently the managing principal of Make 7 Wear in Clifton, New Jersey. I do embroidery, screen printing, and dye sublimation. Originally, I started out in a family-owned business that had started in, I believe the original family business is in excess of 130 years old already.
Wow.
Yeah. That left family hands several years back. When the brothers split, they went on, and which would be my grandfather's generation.
So tell us about that. We love to hear stories about the history and how businesses started. Do you know the history of how the business originally started?
Well, oddly enough, I'm 16th generation in the business, and which is kind of crazy since I believe I'm fifth generation here in the United States. The family started doing all this type of work back in the old country.
And did we tell everyone what type of work that was?
I believe we made uniforms and other such things back then. There's stories in the family. One side says, yes, we did. One side said, no, we didn't. But, family hearsay, it's all good time. And they were talking about how we manufactured some of the old military uniforms. Then another part of the family said, no, you don't. Whatever. Being a 16th generation tailor is a fun thing. I'm very proud. I'm the last of the family to still remain in the business. While there are other cousins who were in the business, they decided to go their separate ways and do other things.
And you actually enjoy, and you really do see the embroidery work and those kind of things as an art, don't you?
I do. as an artist, musician, I tend to enjoy the creative side of the business as well. And I do a lot of graphic design personally. So for me, to bring something that someone has made to life really sets my day apart. Nothing makes me happier than when I sit and I look and I see a great piece of work come off the machine and I hand it to the customer and they smile.
That is nice. And it's nice with custom work. There's so much competition, unfortunately, today that the small businesses, which have really historically always been a driving force behind the economy, that have always given jobs to local individuals and have always been there supporting the local events, if it's Community Day or if it's the corn and tomato festival that's coming up in Flemington. It's always been those small-owned and or family-owned businesses that have helped to keep the local economy strong. So when I hear about a company that's been in business, has a long history, and that's evolved the way you have to add different pieces of business together, I think it's great, and I think it's fabulous to be able to shout out to the small businesses and to show support. I have some pictures of your work, which is phenomenal, and I've been today able to see it in person. And not every person who wants to have some shirts designed really know what they want, but they have maybe some colors in mind, or they might mm-hmm. have a certain logo. Like I know you do a lot of service groups, like the Kiwanis group or the Rotaries or the Masons.
The Masons, the Rotary, I do, and I'm actually into the American Legion, both the Legion and the Auxiliaries. And it's nice when obviously when somebody has something, it's an easy task. Well, not always, because the detail doesn't always cross over. Someone will always say, oh, look at this. Isn't this wonderful? No. And they say, well, why not? I get all this work. I said, I'm very glad. But it doesn't translate to the medium to which you wish to utilize it. And they look at me and say, imagine a needle doing that. Oh. Or do you realize that you can't change threads, that there's no fade in the thread, you can't do your fades? But there are many ways to overcome that and make it happen, but it's a lot of fun.
Now, Shane, tell me, back from when you were growing up and it was a family-owned business, did your father or grandfather just teach you the machine? Did you just learn it? Was it natural? Or how was that? I love the tradition of businesses.
Well, at age 5, I pushed a broom like the rest of my family, swept the factory up. I got fired by my grandfather at age 5. So, folks, if you thought you got fired at a young age, try that one. And he was upset because I was singing while I was sweeping and I was too near his office. My love of machinery actually became just because I was around it. And it fascinated me to watch these, as a little boy, watching machinery do things. You start to wonder, how can it do that? Why does it do that? How do you get it to make things? And even when I would go away to overnight camp, everybody used to laugh.
Why?
Because I'd sit and talk about the machinery we had, how much I loved it. And, you know, so I started out that way. And plus, if I wanted to spend time with my father, I had to learn how to kick it up.
Because that's where he was. So if you wanted to spend time with him, you needed to be around the machines and in the office. And
oh, yeah. We were up at 5 o'clock in the morning and out the door. We went by 6. We would be in the factory work, opening the place up. It was quite a joy. And I actually had written a piece of music for that.
Do I have it here today?
Unfortunately, no, because I have not yet gotten it recorded correctly.
Okay.
But it was so much fun. And then as I got older, I started to work on the machinery. And then after college, the big argument at home was, why are you working on that machine? And I said, well, if I can't do it, how can I ask somebody else to do it? And my father looked at me and says, because that's what you do. I said, but Dad, you know how to do this. Too bad. And, our arguments are legendary.
We're going to talk more about that. I want everyone to enjoy a little bit of the Demolition Brass Band. Then we'll do some commercials, and then we'll be back with Shane.
Thank you.
Now, if that doesn't get you going on this Monday, I don't know what will. That was some awesome music from the Demolition Brass Band. So we are listening to Thousand Island. And when we come back from our commercial break, we're going to listen to that a little bit more. And we're going to hear about these legendary arguments Shane's had with his dad. Stay with us.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 48% of executives see the golf course as an ideal business environment? 93% said playing golf with a business associate is a good way to establish a closer relationship. This September, bring your business to the green and join us for our 2015 Golf Classic. This year's event will take place on Monday, September 21st at Copper Hill Country Club with a 9 a.m. shotgun start. Don't miss this annual event, which includes exciting contests, a networking luncheon, and award ceremony that will present the winning foursome with the Hunterdon Cup. For more details, please visit www.hunterdonchamber.org or call the Chamber at 908-782-7115.
And this is Georgine Trinkle from Hot and Hunterdon, and we are listening to the Demolition Brass Band. And I'm playing a different track when we came back from the commercial. You move, you lose. So y'all get to take a listen to this and experience the Demolition Brass Band and some of the music of Shane Zwiebel. So we're going to confess, there's no cameras here, but there is a little dancing going on in the studio here today at Hot and Hunterdon. So I hope you're all enjoying the examples of what a great jazz-style band plays. And we have Shane Zwiebel with us today, who has a company that specializes in embroidery, which is called Make Seven Wear. I have that right. Do you have a website, Shane?
I do. It's not the best site in the world, as I'm still waiting for my designer to finish my personal site, but it's companycasuals.com/make7wear, and the seven is a numeral.
Okay, and is there an email address or something if it would be easier for people to reach you?
Absolutely. Feel free to contact me at make7wear@yahoo.com. Again, make7wear@yahoo.com, and it is the numeral seven. You could also reach us at 973-778-8281.
Excellent. And your business is in Clifton?
It
New
is.
New Jersey? Okay.
Yes.
And I know that the way that the world works today, you can be anywhere and serve business anywhere. So I know that you do work outside of the area, outside of New Jersey.
I do, and believe it or not, I actually come down here on a frequent basis.
Oh, really?
I do.
Excellent. I was trying to talk Shane, everyone, into bringing his musical instrument so we could have some live music in the studio. But he did compromise, and he brought the great CD with him. So maybe he'll even let me take that home. because
Absolutely.
It is fantastic, and it would definitely have me dancing when we have a lot of traffic on 78. So what do you have a great story of a customer that some work that you really loved? You were able to show me some samples, and I couldn't believe the detail. So in embroidery work and shirt work, you don't often see a logo on the back of a collar, but you actually brought some of those here today, which were amazing.
I'm glad you like that. It's one of the things that I really pride myself in, is doing the exceptional, going the extra yard. I had a client who turns to me and says, I can't get this hat. My guy said this hat is no longer made. I said, really? Excuse me for half an hour. Came back with the hat.
How'd you do that?
Well, you should always know your business, know your sourcing, know your materials, know what you can do. Always be willing to extend yourself the extra yard. Without quality and service, you really don't have anything to offer somebody except a website to buy something from. And it's the mantra of the family business was quality and service. And I still keep that to this day as my personal mantra. And for example, another client had a logo, which I showed you the picture of it. The looked like a big badge.
Oh yeah. The auxiliary, right?
No, well, that one too. There's a Masonic one. And he says to me, he brings this thing that's very difficult to be plain. And in fact, I spent several hours making sure that it would be right. As it represents somebody, a logo is not just a piece of art. It's not just something, say, oh, isn't that lovely?
To plop on. It's your image. It's your brand. It's mm-hmm. who you are.
Right. Exactly it. You get that very nicely. And so you need to treat each and every individual and everything like that with the respect that you would want yourself. For example, someone said, can you do the Demolé logo? Of course. My favorite, I guess, was the most detailed, would be the American Legion. And yes, for those listening, I do have the paperwork allowing me to do it. So sorry, Mr. Provost, I'm clean. When I brought it to them, their eyes popped out of their heads, because a lot of people don't want to take the extra time and give the quality and detail that you deserve.
Well, I think that's so true, Shane. And quality and service is something that, from having a family-owned business, having your dad work alongside, your name was your reputation. We were always taught it was our best asset. You know, your name means something. But today, with the competition, box stores, and everything on the internet, there is no personalization of service. There is no quality. There is no people like you that are committed to making sure that a product is a product that you're proud of, that represents something. If it's a logo, if it's part of an mm-hmm. international group, it represents something to someone.
Absolutely. It truly does. And believe it or not, my name still wields some respect within the industry. And I've actually I've helped a few people along the way. I've consulted. Thank you.
It's not a job. It's an annuity.
Yeah, there you go. I consulted a firm, and I took them to a multi-million dollar corporation through minor tweaks. And while people still respect what I do and respect who I am and where I came from, they also respect me because they remember that I actually ran the family business myself. So it's a lot of fun. And when they do come to me, they start to understand I mean what I say, because without your word, you have nothing.
You're absolutely right. And I love that history. I love the history that of a family and a generational business that brings to its customers. If it's making shoes or making shirts or making Italian ravioli, whatever it is, it's based on tradition and it's based on principles. The principles that you do the best you can, that you produce something that you can be proud of, that it has your name on it, so it means something because it has your name on it.
Absolutely.
And it's so sad today how few of those businesses are there. I'm glad that you're evolving and that you're the Make 7 Wear sounds like an exciting line, and you'll be doing a lot of of great work with that. But it is, I think, a struggle in our communities, our smaller communities, because it's those stores and those generational groups that kept the community strong and invested every day, you know, knew so-and-so who, you know, maybe got into a little bit of trouble but was a good kid, you know, could talk to the parents, you know, let them push the broom. I bet you had some people like that in your factory.
We did. In fact, you could still see their pictures in the post office.
Really? Great. That's great. The FBI list is really a phenomenal place to actually recruit employers. But, you know, I really do believe in hiring people with criminal backgrounds. And I was a big, big proponent of the check the box legislation last year that did pass, because we do need to give people second chances. And if you don't have that relationship, and if you just have a policy, you're not going to give a chance on someone who could be your greatest asset in the world.
Absolutely. And it's interesting to watch as you look at the conglomerates and you look at the larger corporations, and you sit and you start to wonder. They say, well, you need a piece of paper that says that you can do this. Really, I believe most of the great inventors of our time, John Standard, for example, I mean, I don't know what his pedigree was, but I guarantee you he didn't have a degree that said I can become the best locomotive engine part maker in the world. I have a degree to invent the refrigerator. It borders that. I've always found that to be odd. And you never know what somebody can do unless you truly commit and say, let's see what you can do.
You're absolutely right. I do have an argument sometimes with friends who, especially this time of year, picking colleges, you know, the name, what does the name mean in a college? Do you need to pick a university with a brand name, so to speak, or, you know, do you need that? Is it worth the value of the extra money of the tuition? But I guess it comes down to the student, and you can put in as much as you want anywhere and get the most that you could possibly get. And not everyone will take advantage of that opportunity. But it is difficult, I think, for people, corporations, to step away from a model that they hold on to. Even when it doesn't work, they still cling to it.
You know, it's true. It does happen on a smaller scale as well. I came back from being away from the business for several years when I was living in Massachusetts. And I came home, and I worked. And of course, I did a lot of musical playing. But when I came home, both of my parents were ill, and I had to start taking over a managerial role in the business. And I went and did my thing, and I looked at him and I said, Pop, you're doing it wrong. For those who understand anything, it's the buck syndrome, where the old buck refuses to release the hill, and the young buck has to beat him off of it. Yeah. Anyway. So he says, so I would look at him and say, Pop, you do this, we'll be faster. No. So we went in for his operation, and the plant was mine alone with no stop doing that coming out. And I took the factory from 8 to 10 week delivery down to 2 to 4 in our primary season. When he came out of the hospital, his best friend looked at him and said, leave Shane alone.
Sometimes the paper doesn't matter. Sometimes the only thing that does matter is to be able to give someone the experience to actually demonstrate that. And that's when they learn that it is better, that sometimes the new ideas, not always, but sometimes, Shane, those new ideas do actually work. So I think what we're going to do now is we're going to listen to a little bit more music. We're going to actually go with the Fun Bunch Big Band right now. And then what we're going to do is we're going to take a little news break, and then we're going to try the weather again. And I hope everyone enjoys this little bit of music. This is the Fun Bunch Big Band. Stay with us here at Hot 100. We'll be right back. And that's actually, I just got a little bit of trivia, so that is actually official intermission music. So we're glad we're having it here, and listening to that music just makes me smile. So thanks, Shane. We're going to go to the news, and then we'll be back at Hot and Hunterdon.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The death toll is climbing in Thailand. Officials say at least 18 people are dead. Security video shows a flash as the bomb went off during rush hour at a popular shrine in Bangkok.
Thailand has been engaged in an internal political struggle between Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, who was ousted in 2006, and his opponents. Now, what's interesting about the location of the bomb is that it is at an intersection which was basically ground zero for Thaksin supporters during their two-month-long mega protest against the government, and that protest was ended violently by the army.
That was AP correspondent Grant Peck. More classified emails have been found on Hillary Clinton's private server from when she was Secretary of State. South Carolina Congressman Trey Gowdy, also chair of the House Select Committee, says Clinton's actions imply she is hiding something.
Perhaps there was something on there she really didn't want us to see.
He spoke on Fox News Sunday. This is USA Headline News.
Hey, what's going on here?
Haven't you heard? Handwriting can make you awesome, and that's why Bic's on a mission to save it.
Handwriting can make me awesome?
Yeah. Writing could boost your self-confidence, spark creativity, and it definitely makes you a better reader. And that's pretty awesome.
Huh, I never thought of it like that. I want in. Toss me a Bic.
This year at Back to School, join the movement with Bic and fight for your right. See how awesome writing can be, how great you can be. Learn more at Bic, fight for your right. That's WRITE.com. Or grab a Bic today and see for yourself.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
No.
So, want to join our rewards program?
No.
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
The Pentagon is pulling its air defense force out of Turkey. They say it's because the threat from Syria has lessened.
As we've seen the Assad regime grow weaker, and as we've seen them shoot through the majority of their missile stock at targets there domestically.
That was Pentagon spokesman Navy Captain Jeff Davis, who also says the U.S. has to factor in where the Patriot systems are most needed.
For now, we don't necessarily assess this as being the highest priority globally for where these missiles should be.
The Patriot anti-missile system is capable of defending against ballistic missiles as well as aircraft. Search and rescue operations are set to resume in eastern Indonesia at first light. An airplane with 54 people on board crashed yesterday. Officials say it was carrying nearly $500,000 in government cash to help poor families offset a spike in fuel prices. This is USA Headline News.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity, oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Jimmy Carter's pastor says members of Maranatha Baptist Church in Plains, Georgia, are praying for the former president who announced last week that cancer has spread from his liver to other parts of his body. USA's John Clemens reports.
The 90-year-old Carter had taught his usual Sunday school lesson at his home church on August 2nd. That's the day before doctors found the cancer had spread. The Reverend Jeremy Schulte says it is not a very big church, so everyone knows each other, especially if you're a former president.
President Carter is very intimate with everyone in this church because it's a small church, and so it very much does feel almost like a family member has been diagnosed.
Mr. Carter was scheduled to teach 8 more Sunday school lessons through October, but different arrangements will now be made so he can undergo treatment. I'm John Clemens.
Beijing is ordering a nationwide check on workplace safety following last week's warehouse explosion that killed 114 people and left 70 missing. The explosions in the port city of Tianjin originated in a warehouse containing hazardous materials in amounts that violated safety rules. Also, the facility was too close to residences, public buildings, and highways. An Afghan official says two gunmen have kidnapped a German woman in Kabul, stopping her car early this morning in the city. They say she works for a German government aid agency. Security in Kabul has deteriorated in recent months as Taliban insurgents have intensified their war against the Kabul government. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
And this is Georgine Trinkle, and we're here at Hot and Hunterdon, and today is August 17th, and we're talking to Shane Zwiebel and listening to a little music and just learning a little bit more about his business and what it's like to have a family-owned business. So right now, we're listening to a great song, Where I Belong. So I hope everyone enjoys this, and we'll be back to talk a little bit more with Shane and his Make 7 Wear and what it's like to have a generational business that emerges and supports the community, and you're able to make some changes and increase productivity and put some things in motion. So enjoy, everyone. Okay, I hope you all enjoyed that. That was really fun. So Shane has been entertaining me with stories while we're on the break. So appreciated listening to some of your highlights, I guess we could say, right, Shane?
Could be. Sounds good.
Highlights from when you were meeting different musicians that are, I guess, pretty famous, or actually from the jazz world. I'm sure there were names that people would recognize. And I think it's great that you've been able to keep your music strong. We were reminiscing a little bit when you came in, and don't say which president was the inauguration, please.
Fair enough.
Got to keep some secrets here at Hot and Hunterdon. But we were reminiscing about the fact that you were able to play at an inauguration for a president in D.C.
Mm-hmm. We did that with the high school band. Not one of the more exciting things that I've done, but actually, yes, it was. To be part of an inaugural celebration is something wonderful. To take pride in one's country and be able to add to it and help make it an experience for not just yourself, but for everybody else.
Absolutely. And you're part of history, and you're making a moment is what you're doing. I think there's a Bon Jovi song about that, but I think it means something really different. But you're making a memory, and you're being woven into the fabric of that day, and it's such a significant day. But we were talking about some of the challenges musicians have when it's cold and playing outside, and you've sworn off outdoor festivities when it's very, very cold.
When it's very cold, yes. I mean, realistically, you can't get away from outdoor performance. It's one of the most important things because that's where the majority of the large venues are.
Shane, what do you like about performing live?
I enjoy the creation of the music. Obviously, It's a rush when you're in front of larger groups. There's definitely that. It's nice to know that what you do actually makes somebody happy. I know it sounds corny. I truly do. But for me, you know, I love to play my instrument. And if I'm out there playing, I'm happy. If I'm out there playing in front of even a small crowd, I'm still happy because I see the smiles. But when you're in front of 20,000, 30,000 people, it's a hoot. I mean, it's a hoot. It's, you go onto these stages and everybody's like, oh my God, were you really on that stage? Yeah, that's what I do. Oh.
Do you remember that little bar Montclair? I think it was right on Bloomfield's Ave, but every Friday night they had live music. And, you know, maybe you could get 40 or 50 people in. It wasn't a whole lot of people. But you would go, we would go there on Friday nights and just the music being live just changed how you responded to the words and how you responded to the beats. And
oh, absolutely.
It's just a different experience to have live music.
Live music gives, like what you said, it's the reaction that you get. You feel what the band is doing. You feel their energy. To listen to a DJ, and for those who are DJs, I apologize. No, I don't.
Same old Shane. Getting us in trouble all the time.
Yeah.
And he really doesn't apologize. He doesn't mean it. But I'm sure he has a point to make, and I'm sure it'll be intelligent, won't it, Shane?
Yes, it will. The point is this. While it's nice to listen to the recording is one version of the song. And there are, you know, through time and history, you learn, like the Miller Orchestra, they were told only record what you can reproduce in front of the audience because people don't know any better. Tony Banks from the band Genesis, in fact, did a great article, a review in Keyboard Magazine in 1984, where he said, and it happened to change the way I believe in things and look, because he was more, you know, more our generation, sort of, but it was fun to listen to. And so anyways, he said that I don't play anything in the studio that I can't reproduce because the audience is expecting. But the more intelligentsia know that the music is more about interaction. It's more about not hearing the exact same thing as far as solos go, but as far as enjoyment and creation. And some of the best audiences I've ever played for would be even the small crowds because they didn't know what they were getting. They enjoyed it. They fed off the energy. I had a fusion band in college, and when we would go out and play, they expected to hear some ho-hum, and then we just laid out. Yeah, we'd knock them on the keister with the first note, and they'd be like, ugh! And, you know, we had a great following because of it. And it was nice.
It is just nice. Fun. It is fun. And it's fun to be part of a crowd, to experience something together that's uplifting or happy or makes us feel something, no matter what it is. I think today it's we close ourselves off, we build walls around us, we're guarded, we're cynical, we're on edge. So just for a little while, sometimes the music and the notes, they come in and they make us feel like we're part of something, that we're sharing something together, and that we're enjoying something as a sense of a group. And that's what your music does. So we're going to listen to a little bit more, and then we'll be back.
Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibby of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we're back here at Hot and Hunterdon enjoying some music and some discussion with Shane Zwiebel and some music from a couple different bands he's been involved in. We're talking about music and how the live experience of music can change or expand our impression of an artist. And I know not this summer, but last summer, I went to see some music and that one of the starting bands was Eric Church. And I had known a few of his songs, and I thought they were okay. But when I heard him play live, I actually started to really be aware and be open to his music, and his song Like a Wrecking Ball is one of my favorite songs right now. And I don't know that I would have paid attention on the commercial side had I not had the experience of that live performance. And the same is true how we can absolutely take a tradition of and use music as part of that tradition. If it's you know, once a year, an annual concert with a group of high school friends that you go to once a year, or a band that you listen to in high school. And I refuse to date myself, but I know this. I did this recently that you wanted to hear again, you know, so many years later. I think it was Van Halen was playing last weekend somewhere, and they were playing in the 90s, so I'm not really... They spanned over decades, so
absolutely.
So we're clear there. Just so we're clear, I'm not dating myself here. But that experience really makes you feel differently about the music when you can experience it firsthand. So we're going to listen to a little bit more music here, and then we'll be back in the studio for our last 15 minutes. Back here at Hot and Hunterdon, listening to this great music. And what song are we on right now? Thousand Islands. So I know before I leave, I want to hear Dance Into the Dark, which is one of the Fun Bunch big band songs. So I also wanted to let everyone know that a hazardous weather condition came up on our weather today. So it wasn't an alert, but it was a little bit of red, and the reason that there's a hazardous weather condition is because of the air quality alert. And I just want to remind everyone, this time of year, if you have an elderly neighbor or you have neighbors who have some kind of health condition, or you yourself have some kind of restrictions when the air is of this quality, which is very, very hot and humid, I urge you, if you have some health conditions, take precautions. Have that cold bottle of water with you. Make sure you hydrate. If you don't have to go out, don't reschedule. Pick your appointment for another day or what you have to do. Do it when it's not quite so hazardous out. And if you are a able-bodied, strong-bodied person that can help out a neighbor and can do some chores, listen, go do something kind for your neighbors. Cut their grass, trim their hedges, do a little weeding if they're out there, or just bring them some water if you see someone out there working. I can't stress enough how in this heat there are so many health risks that go on with the hazardous weather alert. So I want to make sure everyone's aware of that. And we're back with Shane Zwiebel talking about music and talking about his business, Make Seven Wear, and artistry and family traditions and evolving businesses and all kinds of things. Shane, thank you so much for coming in today and talking to me about your work and your music. And I know your music is such a passion of yours, and I appreciate you sharing it with me today and with our listeners at Hot and Hunterdon.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So we were just chit-chatting about some of the fun live performances you've had, and your band just played this past weekend.
The Demolition Brass Band just played at the Crossroads. We've already played in Manhattan at the Iridium, played trumpets, all over the place. Each of the members has a pedigree that is second to none. In fact, here you go, folks. One of the players actually recorded with Elvis on numerous occasions.
Really?
Yep. I one time said to him, I said, "Hey, bud, did you ever get to meet him?" "Well," because he has a little southern accent, he says, "You see that guy?" The person was 10 feet away from us. "See his back shoulder?" "Yep, that's as close as I got."
Well, part of the charm of music is actually those stories that are woven, the memories and the history of meeting people who later became famous, or even playing with people who are famous. And really, do you see when you walk into a stage or a place that you know the greatest musicians have ever played in, do you feel that when you play?
Oh, absolutely. And anyone who tells you they don't either just doesn't get it or is fabricating. Because when you step onto a known stage that famous, yeah, there's a little bit. You know, like when I went to Staten Island Yankee Stadium to play. Okay, it's a stadium. No offense. It's a great place. Great place to play. Wonderful crowd. But it's not the same as, you know, stepping onto one of the Manhattan stages, you know.
Did you ever play at the Apollo?
No.
As, you know, you hear so many famous stories from the area Shane and I were raised. There's a place called the Apollo that's pretty famous. And from time to time, they would reopen it and have open mic night.
Oh, they still do that now.
Do they?
Yeah, they do. In fact, if you watch it, it's on television.
Really?
I believe it's either Friday or Saturday night. It's something funny. But to watch it is truly unique, and it's always late because all the clubs do this, by the way. They have what they call the late night band. You go in and you see the main act, and then when they're done by 10 or so, then another band actually comes on. And they're the people that are trying to make it, that are going to give you about 200% to make you enjoy what they do. They want it. They want to be there. So the Apollo does their thing later, too. And it's within the boundaries of that.
I think that's great. I think when we have industries that are tough and difficult to make a career or a living, a wage, out from something that you love, but you know that people have succeeded, and you know that there's success stories, and you know they're dream stories, really, in some ways. But you go to a place like the Apollo, and you feel that momentum that people just want their careers to be lifted, like so many other greats before them.
Absolutely,
it's great that you get to experience that and watch that now, apparently on television. That's that box thing, right? Flat screen.
I think so. Yeah.
We'll have to check that out and post that on our Facebook page. So just I want to make sure before we leave, Shane, I want people to know you as an artist for your music, but I also want people to know you for your artistry as an embroiderer. So I want to make sure, make7wear@yahoo.com, and your phone number is, maybe you could give that to us once again.
Certainly, 973-778-8281. And the fun part is that was the family business's phone number. As soon as it became available, I bought it.
Oh, really?
And one quick funny story for you.
Go for it.
My grandfather, God rest him, had the third largest private collection of Edisonia in the world. And about 20-some-odd years after his passing, I get a phone call on this phone asking to speak to my grandfather. He says, "Can I speak to Sam Zwiebel?" I said, "Well, might be a little difficult. I'm his grandson. Can I help you?" And he was trying to sell him a phonograph.
Oh, really? And who? Did you save the collection?
Oh, no. He sold it before he moved to Florida.
Okay.
So
it didn't stay, but his love of those things became legendary that decades later, people still called to see if he wanted items.
Oh, yeah. It's a hoot. I get to talk to people I haven't spoken to in 30 years.
So this telephone number, 973-778-8281, it was originally the family business, and then you found a way to get it back when it became available?
That's correct. I stayed very much on top of it. I called once the business was sold, I tried to purchase it then, but it went on. And every 2 months, I would say, I would call up is this number for sale yet?
That is persistence and love and loyalty and tradition and all of those things that make Sevenware a great company and a great way to support a local business and a local business that believes in quality and not just quality, but service and quality, which is very, very important and something that you just simply don't see in the commercial buildings. I want everyone to enjoy a little bit more of music, and I did promise Dancing in the Dark, so that's what we're going to do. Really appreciate everyone being with us here at Hot and Hunterdon, and I thank Shane Zwiebel for having a visit down here.
And just another, for inviting me.
Absolutely. I hope you come back again, Shane.
It would be my pleasure.
Love to do some live music. And just a reminder, Flemington Corn and Tomato Festival, Sunday, August 23rd. And it looks like that's the Court Street Park, which is behind the historic courthouse here in Flemington, New Jersey. So, again, I'm Georgine Trinkle. I'm in the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce office here in Flemington. And thanks for joining us. Ruth Ann will be joining us next. She has her celebration hour and a great guest, so stay with us.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
We're going to make a decision on all of that. In particular, Syria, we'll be making that decision very quickly, probably by the end of today. But we cannot allow atrocities like that. Cannot allow.
Does Putin bear responsibility for this?
He may, yeah, he may. And if he does, it's going to be very tough. Very tough.
He'll pay a price.
Everybody's going to pay a price. He will. Everybody will.
Strong words from President Donald Trump earlier today before a White House cabinet meeting. Now, the United Nations is holding emergency meetings to discuss the chemical attacks in Syria, and as we heard there, the president also will make a decision on what the United States' response will be in the next 24 to 48 hours. And finally, a quick look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up over 250 points today. Please remember to check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. Maybe you've heard me talking about MediShare, but now I give you my friend Sherry.
Yes, I have loved MediShare. Loved it.
Is that all you have to say? Because this will be really short.
No, I really do love it. I've saved hundreds a month. And overall, I just think it's a better choice of a healthcare program for me. I'm really happy with it. And honestly, normally, I don't even like talking about this stuff.
Nobody does.
But MediShare is different. MediShare members share each other's healthcare bills. We pray for each other. It's a not-for-profit, so we all save money.
True. Tell them about the thing.
What thing?
The online thing.
Oh, yeah, I used that the other night. MediShare members can now access a doctor online 24/7. You can get a prescription for the flu or something just that fast.
So MediShare can save you hundreds a month. You get to be part of the community. You get a huge network of doctors and providers to choose from.
It's all pretty awesome.
It's all pretty awesome.
It's all pretty awesome.
The final verdict from Jerry. So call 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
Dozens of Texas National Guard troops are being deployed to the border. The Texas Military Department tweeted a photo with the caption, "The Texas National Guard is currently on ground across the Texas-Mexico border." Brigadier General Tracy Norris explains what's on tap for many National Guard troops in Texas.
We have 250. They are either on the border en route to the border, or they're in the armory preparing to go to the border. So they are on duty right now. We are planning for that number to grow. We are planning to raise that number on a weekly basis until we're either told that's enough or to continue to bring troops on.
The American Federation of Teachers has threatened to pull its business from Wells Fargo Bank unless it severs ties with the NRA and gun manufacturers. But so far, the bank is resisting. For all of these stories and many more, remember you can always check us out online at usaradio.com.